Hey everyone, I am Lily May and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, please visit theglamceo.com to join my email list because I send out different opportunities for women entrepreneurs, funding, grants, you name it. I also have an upcoming event in Atlanta, the Glambitious Conference, to celebrate my 10th anniversary year. So you can get tickets to that, early bird tickets, as well as apply to be a speaker or panelist as well by clicking the links in the show notes. So this is going to be a very quick episode. I just wanted to speak some blessings over your month. It's April 4th, 2023, as I'm recording this. And I just felt inclined to say a prayer of abundance and health and wealth and prosperity over your month. And so I encourage you to share this with maybe a few friends that may need to hear these blessings. And I pray that the rest of this month is the best of your month. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to be your vessel. Lord, I pray that the listener has a very blessed April, Lord. I pray that they begin to get divine downloads on things that they should move forward in their business and personal life so that they can get into alignment with the promises that you have created for them. Lord, I pray that if they feel a level of uncertainty or challenge in their life right now, Lord, that you give them a sense of peace and a reminder that they are right in alignment with the assignment, that you have them right where you want them, and all they have to do is continue to seek you, continue to pray, and continue to be obedient to your instruction so that they can remain in alignment for the promises that you have for them. Lord, if anyone feels discouraged right now, I just pray that you give them a supernatural reassurance that you have created them for great things and that the rest of the month is going to be the best of the month for them, Lord. I pray that you restore everyone's mind, that you renew their mind as it relates to their season, and give them revelation about this season, Lord, so that their hearts and minds can be at ease with the pace of grace that you have called them to experience in this moment. Lord, when they look to the right or left, allow them to see the blessings of this moment and this season, Lord. Allow them to remain present with you and to not get too far ahead, Lord. Allow them to not hold themselves hostage to the past. Allow them to not hold themselves hostage to the timeline in which they thought that things would come into fruition, but allow them to be confident in you, Father God. Give them a divine confidence in you and the timing that you have prepared their life to unfold in, Lord. We know that you are sovereign, that you know all things, that you know ahead of time what's to come, and that if we don't have a promise right now, it's only because we're in preparation for it, Lord. So I pray that you continue to strengthen us during the moments of preparation, that you give us discernment and wisdom to know what season we're in and to be patient in this season, Lord. I pray that you increase the fruits of the Spirit within us, Lord. I pray that you increase our self-discipline, Lord. I pray that you increase our joy, Lord. I pray that you bless us with a peace and joy that surpasses all understanding, no matter what things look like in the natural. May we be reminded that you are coordinating things behind the scenes in our favor. Romans 8:28 says that you will work all things together. So let us be reminded of that in this moment, and let us feel a renewed sense of excitement about the days to come. Lord, I pray that if there's any sense of doubt, fear, depression, anxiety, or trepidation, that those feelings be cast down to the pits of hell from which they come, because we know that through you we can have unlimited peace, unlimited joy, no matter what things look like in the natural, Lord. So we thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for being an ever-present help. We thank you for supernatural joy, supernatural abundance and acceleration in this season. We thank you for divine connections, Lord. We thank you for feeling and seeing and recognizing your love all around us, Lord. If there's anyone that doesn't feel loved, that doesn't feel worthy, that doesn't feel valuable, Lord, I pray that you remind them of their identity through you, Lord. Let them no longer seek validation from the world. Let them no longer seek validation from partnership. Let them no longer seek validation from how much money is in the bank or what accolades that they have acquired, but let them remember that their validation and their worth is already amazing because you've created them to be wonderful. You've created them to be geniuses. You've created them with special gifts and talent. So because you say so, we're worthy. Because you say so, we're great. Because you say so, we're valuable, Lord. We thank you for that reminder, Lord. And we thank you for a supernatural increase in self-confidence and self-esteem, because we know that it is anchored in you and not any worldly accomplishments or possessions. Heavenly Father, I pray for supernatural healing of the listeners right now, Lord. If there are any areas in their life, in their body, in their mindset, in their emotions that need to be healed, Lord, I pray that you heal that right now expeditiously. I pray if there are any people with broken hearts, that you heal and mend their hearts right now, Father God. I pray that you heal the listeners from any traumas that they press deep down and try to forget. I pray that you give them healing of those traumas, healing of the heartbreak, healing of the disappointment, Lord. Let them be restored and be made new right now in this moment, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being an ever-present help. And we're reminded in this moment that all we have to do is call to you for anything that we need. All we have to do is seek you for anything that we need, for any questions that we have, Lord. We know that if we ask, you will answer. And so I pray that in this season, in this month, that we hear you more clearly and that we are swiftly obedient with the things that you're telling us to do. That even if it doesn't make sense to our natural mind, we know that you are a supernatural Father. And so if we are swiftly obedient, you will put your super on our natural so that we can access divine acceleration, divine love connections, divine growth, divine joy, divine peace. And I thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.